about that game when your winless Miami team came in here and you had a pretty good game? Did it strike you at all that day that this place is kind of different?
Yeah, it is. I think around the league, people know about Arrowhead and its fans and its franchise and tradition. So, you know, it's definitely something that was a positive when making my choice to come here.
What do you remember about that day?
It was cold. but it's definitely an intimidating place to come play. You know, it was a tough game, and, you know, it was a big win for my old team. But, you know, I'm happy to be on the other side of the sidelines.
One more thing for me. You're talking about the tight ends you have here. And I know y'all want to be able to do everything a tight end does. But it seems like three, you kind of bring kind of a little different skill set. You know, you're better known, or not better known, but you've got inline blocking skills maybe that they don't. And Tony's got a little more the receiving guy. And Kelsey seems to be a guy who's going deep. Just kind of talk about the three of you guys and how you parlay your different skills together.
I think we have a great group. All of us, you know, Tom Elvin's doing a great job kind of figuring out our roles. And, you know, we're still learning each other and learning the quarterbacks. So this is the time of year to do that. But I think our group looks promising.
Speaking with Jamal and when Alex has been up here and even when Andy's been up here, they talk about this offense and just how many weapons there are. How fun is this an offense for a guy like for you guys on the offense side of the ball?
It's potentially a lot of fun. I think a lot of players play different positions. We get to run all different kinds of routes, expose weaknesses, and take advantage of the different matchups. So, you know, it's still playing itself out in roles, but I think our defense is challenging us, and we're doing a good job.
Sounds like it's very intricate, though. I mean, as far as play wise goes, I mean, Jamal Charles is the most plays he's ever had to memorize. Is that kind of what your experience is so far?
Yeah, I think they're throwing pretty much the whole playbook at us. You know, throughout these first 2 weeks, and we're going to see what we do well. I mean, a step here, a step there, is a big difference in this offense. So it's going to take time, but. You know, Alex is doing a great job leading our offense and getting everybody in the right positions.
Break down Alex for us as a quarterback. You know, he's new here to a lot of guys, and we hear stories. And he had a rough go at it in his last stop, but kind of handicapped him for us.
It's amazing how quickly he's picked up the offense. Seems like a veteran that's been in this offense for a while. He's got all the tools, physically and mentally. So we're just going to use this time to get on the same page and feel each other out, but, you know, he's doing great.
A guy that was important to your career, another Jersey guy, has a big weekend this weekend in Canton, Parcells. Tell me your thoughts. As a Parcells guy, first of all, what does that mean, and what was he to your career?
It's an honor to have that label that you just said, but...